I believe fashion is something that almost everybody do on a daily basis. And the part of you waking up wearing clothes, that shows you are also a fashion person already. Mm. And I believe that's an impact for people to just create something from their mindset. Fashion is something that comes from your mind. Usually when you have mindset of, okay, I have this cloth I want to wear, the combination should not be a problem to you or a barrier.
Mm.
And I believe we, all of us, we are into fashion, one way or the other.
Hi everyone. Welcome to another exciting episode of Smart Growth, where we engage with entrepreneurs and help them map out a growth strategy for their businesses. My name is Idowu Akinde. I'm Managing Director at Impact Hub Lagos. And this is, by the way, what we do every day. We help business people, SMEs, startups, tech or non-tech, build their businesses. With me on the show today is an exciting entrepreneur. His name is Ganu Oroluwa. And we'll just give him a few minutes to share with us his background. Hi, Ganu. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you. My name is Ganu Oroluwa Wahab, the CEO of Oroluwa Clothing. Yeah. My background for fashion is, I believe there's more to promote in African wares, and that's what gives us an edge in Africa.
Yeah. Lovely. I can tell from your dressing that, you know, you're an ambassador of your own brand.
Yeah.
And that speaks a lot.
Yeah.
All right. You look like $1 million.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. So, that's a very interesting angle, which gives us some insight into your mindset. But could you tell us a little bit more about your background, briefly about your background? How did you come to this? What gave you the conviction to do this full time?
Because one thing that happens is that mostly designers just create normal kaftan, that's regular kaftan. I believe I need to just go away from the normal regular wear, using Ankara Adire and lace to create more of African wear, using Ankara to create blazers. I believe it sounds so nice in your head.
Mm.
That's why I come into African wear, to rebuild the African world.
Mm. That's interesting. And any plans for exports?
Yeah, some of my goods go out, in out there, and some are still on hold that we are still going to be sending out.
Lovely. Yeah, lovely. Look forward to that. You know, I can't wait to hear about Oroluwa Clothing on CNN or on one of those big brands, one of those big media brands. Okay, let's talk about your business specifically now.
Yeah. Fashion to me is somehow everything that I believe fashion is something that almost everybody do on a daily basis. And the part of you waking up wearing clothes, that shows you are also a fashion person already.
Mm.
And I believe that's an impact for people to just create something from their mindset. Fashion is something that comes from your mind. Usually when you have mindset of, okay, I have this cloth I want to wear, the combination should not be a problem to you or a barrier.
Mm.
And I believe we, all of us, we are into fashion one way or the other.
Mm. How are your customers imbibing or receiving this philosophy?
Mostly I ask for feedbacks.
Okay.
When it comes to my own business, like after you wearing the clothes, I want feedbacks, because mostly what we use in our home wear is most people refer us based on what they wear.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't need more advertisement than that, because it gives you an edge. Because when someone is putting on your clothes and telling another person that I saw this clothes from Oroluwa Clothing, you have the trust. You build a trust from people.
Mm. That's the ultimate dream of every business person, to have word of mouth referrals from existing customers.
Yeah.
And we'll come back to referrals as a growth strategy down the line, because the cost of acquiring a new customer is always far higher than the cost of, you know, getting the current customers to refer you. Having said that, what does your customer base look like? How many customers do you currently
have? I have like 100 customers, like mostly, you know, based on referrals, we get more of clients, more of designers. Yeah.
What
and sometimes we use ads, like using ads on Facebook and Instagram. Okay. Connected my Instagram and my Facebook. Mm-hmm. They use it to run ads to create and to see a larger audience, like people that don't know you understand where you're coming from. Based on where you are, what what we are promoting.
Lovely.
So 100 customers, on the average, how many of them transact with you on a monthly basis?
Depending,
at least once every month.
Depending on emails we send out, and based on request, determines what we produce. You understand? We don't just have a request like anyhow. It's based on request when you have, when you are in need. Because mostly Nigerian economy does not accept this fact that okay, you are sewing clothes without having the reasons anymore. Okay. People sew for your reasons.
Okay. So what's the average value of each order?
Average
each request. Yeah. Average commercial value. What's the average price? I don't want to use broad price, but average customer order value.
Based on the Nigerian situation, we have to adjust based on, you know, most people are not able to afford what we are giving them now. We need to reduce some of the prices and just upgrade some and try to work with people's mind also.
Okay, so average.
I mean, like price.
If I wanted to sew use the word kaftan earlier.
Yeah.
If I wanted to reproduce what you are wearing right now, if I wanted to you to make it for me, you know, after measuring me, what does this look like?
We are looking at 150 based on the quality of fabrics we are giving out.
150K.
Yeah.
And that includes fabric and your expertise.
So,
tailoring.
Yeah,
okay.
Tailoring prep.
Lovely. And the design.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's 150K. Is that average or is that...
Depending on the design you ordered for, we charge on.
Okay.
You understand? You can't just pick a monogram work and we are doing it for plain job.
Okay.
That's, we pick based on designs. We charge based on designs mostly.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So what I'm trying to do, right, is to establish a baseline, right, for our conversation. I'm trying to get, if you get 100... if you have a customer base of 100, maybe 50 of them transact with you at least once every month, and each of those transactions is on average 150K. Are those accurate? Can we use that as a baseline to convert, to have a conversation?
Yeah, for now.
Wow. For now. So that's okay.
Yeah, exactly.
So 50 orders with 150K. That would be 7.5 million, if I'm correct. If my math is correct, per month.
Per month, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it's not everybody that is going to patronize you at the current situation of the country. You understand? We have to also draft out, we have to map out the factors also get, because most people are not like patronizing like before because of the economy situation and everything.
Okay. I'd say that, especially, are you looking for investment? Would you like external investment?
Yeah, external investment, partnering with the brands for the growth. Because mostly when you work alone, you work slowly.
Mm.
But when we work with other brands, you work faster.
Okay. The reason why I asked is, for someone who's looking for investments, you always have to be ready, like a soldier, like a Boy Scout. Be prepared. Motto of Boy Scouts, right? You always have to be ready. And what does ready mean? Ready means ready with your numbers. Okay, so if we finish this interview and you were walking out of these premises, and Tony Lumilu or Dangote drove in, and they said, "Please stop," and they stopped driving and said, "I love that outfit. Could you please call that gentleman for me?" And then after taking his details, he said, "I think I'm interested in your business." And they asked you basic numbers. It would be beneficial to be able to give those numbers, those business numbers. So if I ask you, for example, how much did you make last month? How much did you make last year? What was, out of how much you made, what was the gross profit? What was your net profit? Those are numbers that should come out of your fingertips, you know, in a heartbeat, you know. And those, and in a sense, those are things that help us to have a conversation that other people can learn from, okay? And that's the first feedback, okay? If you want to grow, you have to know where you are. Okay?
Yeah.
So, having said that, what does the future of Oreluwa Clothing look like this time next year, 12 months from now?
I'm hoping it's going to be bigger than what we are doing currently, because we have some strategy to lay down.
Okay.
Like in terms of having emailing customers, like using an email to draft out for clients to get more customer base and add.
Okay, so don't necessarily go into the how, because emails and those are the how. In terms of the what, in terms of the goal, the objective, would you like, so you're doing 50 customers per month now at 150K per order. What does that look like 12 months from now? Is that, do you want to double that? Do you want to triple that? Do you want to four?
We want to double that, because how we double it is because most designers do ready to wear nowadays.
Okay.
Like we can also create more of works down. Mm-hmm. So when you come in, it's not that we are just sewing for you.
Mm.
We have the clothes ready for you.
Mm.
Then you just have a fitting.
Mm.
If any adjustments are meant to be made, you are just going to take it to the tailors to just adjust it and have your clothes instantly.
And you believe that that's ready to wear is a strategy that can unlock growth for you?
Yeah, because there are some customers are ready to buy instantly.
Okay.
And if you are not able to provide them what they want at that particular time,
you've lost
the client.
Awesome. Okay. So, what do you need right now to make that happen? To start doing ready to wear? You need a factory? Do you need space,
the funding, showroom, and the likes.
Do you know how much exactly you need?
Yeah.
Okay, how much? Sure.
Like, I'm seeing like over 100 million, 500 million is going to work for us because we have a strategy laid down using like those popular places in showcasing. And I know how rent may be now, and you have to plan ahead. Because it's not something that I can just walk today and just scratch down tomorrow. Mm-hmm. You have to have something laid down.
Okay. Two things. One, 100 million in what currency?
In Nigerian currency.
Which of the Nigerian currency? Which Nigerian?
You are using 100. I'm not saying 100,000.
Naira.
Yeah, Naira.
That's where I'm going.
100 million, 50 million can still work for
them. Okay, so you need to be, so that's another point for you. That's another thing to be specific about the currency.
Yeah, let's say 50 million can still work for us for now.
If I give you a check for 50 million right now, so it's called uses of funds. What are the areas that you allocate that 50 million to?
We have a lay down strategies that we want to use. We are trying to move into like Ireland, specifically using either Ikoyi Axis or Lekki Axis to advertise more of our product, then have factory, buying fabrics, buying matching, and then empowering other designers out there, employing them to do more of our works and work from in-house designers.
Okay. In order to, in closing, let's do some type of simple mathematics. How much did you make last year?
Last year, I can say, is it for a month?
No,
a year.
For the year, for the entire year.
Let's say 5 million.
5 million naira. And is that revenue or profit?
Like the revenue.
Revenue. Okay. This is June, middle of June. How much have you made so far?
This year.
Yeah, this year.
The market has been slow.
Okay.
But we have made like 1.5 million.
Rough figure. 1.5. So if it goes at the same rate, you probably land on 3 million this year.
Yeah.
So that's 8 million in 2 years. That's 4 million per annum, just for discussion purposes. How can we, in closing, how can we make 8 million in 1 year? We've made 8 million in 2 years, 5 plus 3. How can we now make 8 million in 1 year?
Based on the strategies laid down, like using ads and promoting the work using a showroom and the likes, and a working store for clients to come in and have some, we have some works laid down, like we have those ready to wear on ground. I believe we won't lose some of the clients that just went off.
Okay. jumping on that last point, one of the ways to really, really convince external investors to put money in what you're doing, to invest in your business, is to demonstrate that even without the money you're asking for, there are some things you can do with the current assets you have. And what's the biggest asset any business has? Your customer base.
Yes, customer.
So, is it possible to double 100 customers to 200 customers so that 4 million per annum becomes 8 million per annum?
Yes, we can double it.
Okay.
Because when we have those works laid out, we can double the sales because there are people that are ready to be already. Like, they want something instantly. They are ready to buy this particular product when you have it on ground. And with that, I believe with that and the insight of Instagram and Facebook ads, we can reach out to so many people that we haven't had before to get more customer base.
Okay. So with a minimal effort of additional marketing, you can demonstrate to an external investor that you can double sales.
Yeah.
And then that doubling of sales is the validation that, oh, dear investor, you better join me on this journey. Because if you don't join me, I'm going to
get there. It may just take a time, but we are getting there.
You've got it already. So would you say that there are any takeaways from this session today?
Yeah, it was insightful.
What are the takeaways?
I was able to learn the fact that the strategies to grow a business.
Okay.
Yeah, and using social media and the likes to grow business, and it was insightful in terms of I was able to learn more from business experts.
Thank you very much, Oroluwa.
It's
been a pleasure. It's been a pleasure discussing with you today.
Same.
Looking forward to having you sometime in the future when you are 2x your current size.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you.
And it will be great for me coming back here because I enjoyed this section and it was insightful for me.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.